This is Scott Becker, and I'm thrilled to have on the podcast today Holly Kalua. Holly's a registered nurse. She's moved and transitioned over the years with big goals from nursing on the floor to management and leading, and did that on the floor as well. She also hosts her own podcast and is highly engaged in a couple of different subjects. Holly, can you take a second and introduce yourself?
Sure. Thank you, Scott, so much for having me. I know this is a busy time. I'm a registered nurse at Providence Health. I serve as the System Clinical Documentation Integrity Director, and it's a long term, for St. Joseph Health and Covenant Hospitals in California and Texas. So we call them caregivers. The staff that I have, they review the medical record for inpatient concurrent, and they look to make sure, that it's accurate and it tells the whole picture of the patient. So we aim for compliance and quality outcomes and specificity. ICD-10 reminded us on all the specificity. So I have an incredible team that's spread out through, they actually are remote over 5 states. And that was so helpful when the pandemic came. We were about 90% remote. Because of the challenges up to this time, I live in Sonoma County with the Tubbs fire, burned down my daughter's school. And so we had to really learn how to pivot under crisis. And I felt it's probably best to not have everybody in the same location or in the same environment so that we can shift as needed. So we were able to quickly go to 100% remote the first week in March. And everyone's up and running and doing well.
Holly, thank you so much. What a fascinating set of experiences. Talk to us a little bit about the efforts in working remotely now and how that's going. How is management remotely? And how important is you to keep your team together and keep your team strong?
Okay, sure. So when I started in 2014, remote was not part of the process. So when I started, I actually became the first manager to start remotely. I live in Northern California and I started as a Southern California manager. So that was way out of the box. They said, "Sirius, you can manage this team from NorCal?" And I said, I've done it before. I know I can do it. So I started that remote philosophy. And then as we saw different, whether it's a fire or having a hard time recruiting, because we have hospitals in, Orange County and LA and Texas, difficult places to recruit to. And I wanted to make sure our talent pool was strong, highly engaged, with great expertise. And when you limit yourself to the immediate geography, you're not able to get to that top level. So we've been able to recruit top level staff now, and they recruit their friends and so on. And when I started, we had a lot of open positions, but now we're completely full. We have a waiting list. I have someone who keeps reaching out and I said, "Well, the earliest I have is a retirement in December." So keep in touch. So that remote has been a huge satisfier for the staff.
Well, that's fantastic. And you have to be proud to be fully engaged and working like that. What about some of your other interest areas? You talked a little bit to me earlier about, how do nurses and leaders take care of their homeschooling and those kinds of things while they're working in this crazy, challenging pandemic time. Tell us a little bit about that, about how you help there.
Sure. So I am, a mom of a 10-year-old, and I'm a nurse and I'm a leader. And so all of a sudden, and I was used to working remotely, all of a sudden it's, here's your 10-year-old daughter and there's this Common Core math. And I'm like, I've graduated from college and I'm not sure I understand this 4th grade math. So my sister's a homeschooler and we're just talking about, people are really reaching out and struggling and stressed that not only are they hoping to keep their job by working remote, they're hoping they're not going to have their child snowballing their homework. and not finishing strong, and that responsibility is so heavy on them. And I was the VP and Chief Strategy Officer for my daughter's school foundation prior to the fire, Tubbs Fire, burning it down. And I'm currently serving on the school board. So I have my, you know, finger on the pulse of how are parents and students doing. And so I talked to the teacher and I said, you know, these are great tips we need to share. So I decided to launch a podcast this weekend called Perspectives, and focused on shelter in place parents that, so I call it SIP schoolers for short, how to manage that. And it's different tips from, you know, someone who has boys, very energetic. They do the two hardest assignments first, then they do physical exercise to release that stress. And it's like, oh, okay. And, you know, so there's so many different ways to navigate. And so, you know, I'm getting different people on, those who like to check out their list and have a fixed schedule, and those who want to be more flexible. Just being able to talk about it with other people and hearing, you know, kind of misery loves company. It's like, okay, I'm not the only parent that is struggling with this. So hopefully I can support parents, and even teachers that I've talked to really appreciate hearing the other side from parents, how they can serve them.
And what advice do you have for sort of nurse leaders that are also parent leaders? What advice do you have for people sort of in working through these challenging times? Some of your thoughts.
Well, what I've done is tried to be that peace and that stable element for my staff, because they're dealing with having to switch their child off, you know, with exes, and will their partner be losing their job, and a lot of stress. So I have one-on-ones with the staff every week, not about their metrics, but about how they're doing and how I can support them. And so that we had that relationship already. And so if you trust your leader and you trust the process, they know that I'm a strong advocate for them, that I'll do what's best for them. So different things we've done is, rather than send them home, we, you know, and as you know, conferences have been canceled. So I have them going into our library, and they can get their CEUs to maintain their license and their certification. So spending time in education, because right now the census is low because of all the surgeries being canceled. We want to keep everyone working, fully employed. So as our ministries, unfortunately, will probably surge in patients, they'll be ready to go.
That's fantastic. When do you see that? You must be excited for the hope that we'll see this rebound in a couple of months. Any mm-hmm. thoughts on that? And the excitement of keeping people energized for, look, it's going to be slow on surgery for a while. The elective stuff's going to be low, but at some point we're all going to get back at this, and it's going to be okay. How do you sort of work to keep people emotionally healthy during that period of time?
Well, you know, we've seen the world through its ups and downs, and it rebounds. So, you know, we rely on history that will rebound, and it may not be on the timeline that we are. And while it's frustrating to be in shelter in place for some people, it's a minimal sacrifice. If you're saving someone else's grandmother, you hope that someone is, you know, keeping their social distance away from your parents and your grandparents. So we're all doing our part to support each other and follow the guidelines that we're given. We work very hard to meet the needs of the staff if they are wanting to take time off, or, you know, if it's mental health or whatever they need, very flexible in their schedule. Some of them have switched to working weekends so they can make masks and deliver masks. They want to make a difference, and they know they're not working the floor, and they want to support, you know, our doctors and nurses.
So Holly, what a great deal of positive things you're doing, trying to keep your team together, your people together, your kids together, help others, have advice on leadership, and also taking care of their children in this very difficult time. Take a moment and tell us anything else you'd like to share with the audience today.
Absolutely. Just a reminder that if you help other people, it takes away from your own stress. So keeping your social distancing, stay in your shelter in place. We'll get through this, and I wish you well.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. What a pleasure. And I think the concept of you help others, whatever you do for others, is a load off your own mind and generally is very uplifting for yourself as well. So, Holly, I love that thought. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.